ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Michael McCullough, Miami Heat Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer, going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk some things that are going on around the Kaseya Center. I don't have any new ideas. No, I don't.
No new ideas.
I don't have any new ideas right now. They escaped.
I know they're going back to the Vice? What uniforms are they going back
to? Supposedly they're going back to Vice Knights, but apparently they may have a new twist to them. That's the word on the street. So maybe we can hammer that down with them.
Glow in the dark?
Yeah, we can. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Then when you make the announcements?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're getting there. There's going to be like holograms on uniforms at some point. They'll get to all that
until somebody gets electrocuted.
Hey,
you get those LEDs.
You watch that late game?
I watched both games. I got away from.
I wasn't planning on watching. I was just planning on looking in to the Houston OKC game because that just sounds like a good game, right?
Yeah.
And boy. What a way to kick off the NBA season!
It was crazy. It was a great game. It was a great game.
KD fell for the okie doke. Like, what did they tell you? 7 foot tall.
What are you supposed to do?
Time out. Time out. Leroy, stop. He's 37.
He's old.
I know he.
Okay, so he's old. So when you're trying to get ready for a jump, any fake's gonna do.
He like Bam Adebayo would have.
Eyebrow fake.
That guy is so in the prime of his career right now. SGA, like he gets everybody. Everybody. You know,
everybody.
It's yeah, just he was a monster yesterday. So
I'll tell you what shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Goon.
Nah, that's shocking.
You know, I'll tell you why you wouldn't have been shocked.
Oh, if you watch Eurobasketball.
If you would have watched Eurobasket, dude. If you would have been watching Eurobasket, you would have known the Shane Goon leap was coming.
He was looking like Jovic yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Listen.
Oh my God!
Don't worry, we got our own Euro unicorn that's about to bloom tonight.
All the other Euros played quickly.
You talking about as opposed to Şengün?
As opposed to Jovic.
Jovic plays fast.
No, I mean early in his career.
Okay. You mean playing time? Well, the Rockets stunk for the first couple of years, and. You know, yeah. It's not like he walked into a contender. Like there was some rough Rockets years there.
Here's what I would say: when you only have 37 wins, that's the perfect time to put your young fellas through the ringer, right? And now you start this season. There's still some things you got to figure out with your young guys. You know, they've all gotten better. I think Kalel's going to make a big jump. I think Jovic is going to make a big jump. However, there's that thing about on-field experience, right? That you coddled them a little bit their rookie year, And now you almost have – they're going through it, you know, now, whether it's with regular minutes or, you know, expectations, right? There's expectations on Khalil Ware and Jovic this year.
Yep.
Right? I would have put him through that last year.
Well, I think here's two things happened. One, Nico got hurt in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's not like he wasn't
– Yeah, I got you.
It's not like he wasn't getting minutes. He was their leading guy off the bench.
And Khalil's a big.
And then – Yeah, and that's always an arc when it comes to Spo. That's always a thing. But I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. Plus, we already saw that Nico gave Franz Wagner the business in the Super Cup. So, again, if
Dude,
you would
– I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
Stop referencing Euro basketball and Super Cup as reasons as to why these guys are going to be good. Right?
Why?
Like, I mean... Jovic had been a pro for like 6 years already.
Okay.
So why didn't it matter?
It was a current. It was because it was a current showdown. I don't understand. Like, okay. How many times do you tell me? This is the thing that's crazy about it. How many times do you tell me that? Oh, it was past history. Why do you keep looking back to that? That was years ago. I look to a Super Cup showdown between Franz Wagner and Nikola Jovic. Jovic gave him the business. Franz Wagner is lucky that Finland actually got Serbia on a down day. Otherwise, they would have given Germany the business in the real deal. Got lucky. Let's go talk to Michael McCullough right now. Joining us there on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line, shop with 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great. Leroy, I think you're going to lose that argument, so just let it go.
Listen,
let it go.
We have these arguments every year because Tobin is a very positive. Like, if you see anything out of any Heat player, watch out, you know, and so I appreciate that. I get it. I understand it. Tobin's been that way for years. But I'm just like, hey, man, there's certain things that are happening in basketball that make me wonder, like, the average win last year was 120 points. The Heat, it is what it is.
Jovic got hurt, and now he's taking the Serbian style to the Heat. He's the skeleton key, and I'm telling you, he gave Franz Wagner the business in the Super Cup, and he's going to give him the business tonight in Orlando.
Wait, Mike, first of all, you need to understand. Tobin.
What?
Tell him how you were able to watch all of these Euro games.
Well, I spent... Michael, did you also, like me, spend an annual pass on Courtside 1861 or whatever the hell the year is on it? Because that's how I watched all the Eurobasket.
I didn't. It sounds suspiciously like a bootleg. Right. Sounded like a bootleg to me.
Right. Well, so every day he would come in with like, yo, Jovic gave Franz. It was at 2 in the morning, but I'm telling you, dude. And I'm like, all right, man.
He looked good, man. I'm telling you. I'm excited for Jovic's season.
I'm excited for Jovic's season, too. So right. I'm on the Jovic train with you there, Jovic.
What else you got going on? Because I know you got some good stuff. Tobin said he doesn't have any ideas for you.
Yeah, no schemes today.
Your ideas, which are actually the most important ones.
Well, first of all, the excitement that Tobin is feeling, I'm feeling it, too. I came into work yesterday and they were putting up the street banners around the building.
Yeah.
And this is my 29th season and I still got goosebumps. So like, that's how I feel about this season. So first of all, we're excited. We got this young core. We mm-hmm. got these young guys. We got the best coach in the business. So we got a lot of reason to be positive. And you know, I think this year when fans come to the game, they're going to feel kind of a different kind of feeling. They're going to feel a very Miami centric game. We've been working all off season on some new stuff with the intro, additional pyro. So if you thought we had a little more pyro before, we got more pyro than you've ever seen. We got a really cool intro sequence for both of our uniform concepts. We got some really, you know, people, how people talk in Miami, you know, like people in Miami talk a certain way and you don't hear that in other places. Well, we're going to bring a lot of that into our game presentation. So, you know, just ways to spice things up. So we want people to feel like when you come to a Heat game, like I just had a very Miami experience. And I think that's what folks are going to feel this year.
You guys keep doing a lot of stuff around the building. We saw the giant new screens last year, but I was there for the red, white, and pink game. I saw the new suite levels. So what went into that?
Well, it was time to update the suite level. And like we've taken a different tack than most buildings. And what we do is, you know, every year we just reinvest into the building as opposed to, you know, building your arena in 2000 and just kind of letting it go to ruin and making it a big renovation. We've been renovating all year. So like you said, last year was the scoreboard and the lighting and the new seats and the audio. And this year, the suite level is just fantastic. But what we've also done up on the 400 level, and we're not screaming it from the mountaintops, but we put in these massive video screens on the 400 level on the concourses. So when folks get up to the 400 level, they're going to have a different experience too. So we've updated, you know, that experience for people. We provided these really family friendly pricing for, you know, family packs on hot dogs and sodas and pizzas and all that sort of stuff. And for the kids, we have this really cool Bernie pack for $15. So we're looking out for everybody this year. Obviously the suite level, not everybody's going to go there, but we want to make sure that if you're sitting in the 400 level, you got a great experience too.
That sounds awesome. Michael McCullough joining us here on the show. We got Heat basketball back tonight as the Miami Heat are taking on the Orlando Magic. You, of course, can hear that right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Our coverage begins at 5:45 with pre-Heat. Michael, there's some word on the street that the Vice uniforms, I've seen that these ones this year are going to be the best ever. I was under the assumption that these are going to be like back. We're going back like we did last year with the same ones. Are there changes to the Vice uniform this year?
Well, I couldn't hear that question. I couldn't hear that question over here, Tobin. So I'm not sure what you're asking me, but there will be a City Edition uniform this year, and we're excited about it. And I think our fans are going to be excited about it too.
All right. Do you have an unveil date?
We do. You'll see it on the court on November 12th. That'll be the first time you will see it on the court.
Okay.
We'll be unveiling a few days in advance of that.
I love that this is always like, is that top secrets that like you have to keep around in the department? Like when you are trying to protect the City Edition uniforms because everybody wants to know, like, is that the thing? Like, are blinds going up? Are NDAs signed when we're trying to keep the state secrets?
I make everybody leave this part of the office that I'm in when we're showing the uniform or we're talking about it or we're outside display. Everybody has to get out.
Got to keep it locked.
All right. Just you and you and a small group of people.
Yes.
I need names so I can hit them up and let me know.
Let me know.
We got to keep it tight. What I will tell you, it will be, I think our fans will be excited to see what we got on November 12th.
Now, do they still do the jersey thing with the, remember the little thing, you make your jersey?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. You're talking about the Heat Jersey Lab on the 100 level where you can get your custom jersey made and it looks like a dry cleaner where you sound the conveyor belt and comes around. Absolutely. That's on the 100 level.
The 12th would be the first day or will you have sales before that?
No, we'll have sales before that. That'll just be the first day you'll see it on the court. But you'll see it a few days in advance of that and you'll be able to buy it online and all of our retail outlets and again, we're excited about that too.
Very cool. Mike,
keep doing it.
Keep doing it, dude. do you got anything else that's coming up for the fans they should know about, Michael, for opening night on Sunday? Anything that people should be aware of?
Well, first thing is, obviously, we're back with FanDuel for all of our game broadcasts. You probably saw that we also announced that we'll have 12 simulcasts on WPLG. So it's going to expand our audience. You guys going to the FM. We got to deal with FanDuel. We got to deal with WPLG. We're just trying to expand that audience and get more people to listen and watch Heat basketball.
Can't wait. Excited. It gets going tonight. 7 o'clock, Heat and Magic. Michael, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Guys, thanks so much. We'll see you over here.
There you go. Michael McCullough joining us there. Always appreciate when he gives us time on the program.
That was a rare freeze right there. That was weird.
Didn't want to give us the goods, Leroy. You know,
I mean, sometimes like there's been times where we've gotten jerseys, you know, and we were able to promote them that way. Mike, what's up?
Nobody gets any secrets. Nobody wants to let us know what's going on with the Vice uniforms this year.
Working for the Heat, And then y'all get down to the important stuff and they go, you, and you, get out.
Out.
Yeah, you're not important.
Like, all right, sorry. I mean, we're good at keeping secrets.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm super good at keeping secrets,
no,
dude.
No, you're not.
Definitely am.
Dude, because you'll give hints. You're that person that you'll say you kept the secret, but you'll give hints.
I think it was because of my off-season rant they wouldn't give me the goods.
I mean, or it could be the fact that you yell at Pat from the window.
You know what? I should have tried that during the interview. Hold on. Hey! Tell us what the Vice uniforms are, Pat. I know you got to find out.
Well, first of
you
all,
you got to approve everything.
You should be looking to Central Florida because he's probably in Orlando.
Which way is Central Florida? That way? I'm looking at the hallway.
Yeah, well, he's in Orlando. He's not right there.
You think he's going to the opening game?
Yeah.
Leroy.
I think so.
You don't think every general manager, executive is going to the opening game? It's the opening game.
Yeah.
And it's in Orlando. It's in Florida.
You can take the bright line.
Right. By the way, when I was back from my appointment,
mm-hmm.
Did I not hear there's hurt guys?
Yeah.
Already?
Well, Kasperis has been hurt. He hurt his groin. And we know Tyler's hurt.
Yeah.
The big one's Ware. Yesterday, Ware, they announced that he's got an ankle injury. So now he's questionable tonight. I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll go. Maybe he won't. I'm not really sure. But be tough to go against those behemoths without him. It's a big Orlando team.
Big. Did you see OKC and Houston? Goodness.
Yeah. No, I watched that matchup. That was good. And then I watched the late game too. Jimmy looked amazing last night.
Yeah, what you got to say about Jimmy, Leroy?
Nothing. No, it's first game of the season.
You had something to say. Come
I like
on.
It. I like it. Hey, he learned from the best. You got to wiggle out of it.
First game of the season.
First game of the season, but let's see him do it. Let's see him do it for the whole thing.
How long? Well, look, he did it then, right? And I'm not saying that Jimmy is not a good player, right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he plays basketball on his terms.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that catches up with him.
It'll be interesting. I think there are some dynamics there that will be interesting just because it's not – you're not the guy anymore. Like, it's not your franchise. And so I wonder how that even, you know, trickles down to, like, behavior of things, you know? We'll see.
Right, because he ain't the number one, so
– Right. So we'll take a we'll get into it. I actually think there's an interesting thing because last night – we had Marchand's return to Boston,
which was Goosey's.
So
I mean, they never stopped cheering for that dude.
We'll take a break. Back with more to this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Back with you here on a Wednesday. We'll play a little Rats Off a Ship. Heat basketball is back tonight. Panthers back in the win column last night as they take out the Boston Bruins 4-3 in Brad Marchand's return to Beantown. Very emotional night. He was an emotional wreck.
It was more than a feeling.
It was more than a feeling. It was. Well done, Vlad.
I know. Boston.
I mean, I still don't like that city. You know. Good for them. They had a good, you know, ovation for him. But
I didn't like it. I liked it, but I didn't like it. They should have done it before the game. I'm sorry. I don't know because I'm not a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But you're already revved up. Mm-hmm. You're already emotionally charged for this game against your former team.
Yep.
And then you do that emotional tribute. And then he gets emotional. You know how hard it is at his age to get that, you know.
That mojo back?
That mojo back.
He seemed to, though.
I mean, he did. I mean, because he's better than us. Because he's, you know, he's a professional hockey player. But, I mean, I just didn't like that. I was like, man, it was emotional.
He said that the tribute was very touching last night. Here was Brad after the game yesterday.
You know, I knew it was going to hit me the way it did. It was extremely touching. I'm so grateful for, you know, the moment and very appreciative for it, for, you know, what the Bruins did to kind of put that together and the love and support the fans have showed me. Not just tonight, but, you know, through my entire career here. And I always loved playing here and loved putting the jersey on and wearing my heart on my sleeve. So I think, you know, this is a hardworking city and people appreciate that. So I love the fans here. They're special. They're an incredible group. I was kind of laughing later in the game because I think I got booed there at one point, and it's just, you know, I knew it wouldn't take long, but it was a very, very special night for myself and my family.
Yeah, so they were starting to mess with them when we went to the penalty box. Crazy game last night. A lot of things going on. By the way, an update on the Miami Heat for tonight. This is from Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald. Eric Spoelstra speaking at Shootaround. He says that Kalel Ware was able to go through Shootaround this morning in Orlando. A determination will be made on his status for the opener tonight, but that's obviously good news that he was able to go and work out this morning. So that's a good sign for the Miami Heat tonight. But yeah, the Marchand thing was super emotional. I mean, like, it was crazy the idea that he ended up with the Panthers, and I'm sure Boston feels some type of way about it because, like, these were the two teams that were, like, fighting for everything in the East. And you're talking about a breakaway and Bob shutting it down and history all starts getting flipped on its head. And then you run into this area where you're a dynasty. And then obviously everything that happened with him and Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk, this things about saying, I've never seen a captain quit on his team, and a really bitter rivalry. And then, you know, he hops on and kind of becomes part of the Avengers. And your place is like in this. You're like, what the hell? What the hell is this? This is
bizarro world.
It's a bizarro world to see him with the Cats. But obviously, you spend that much time in a place, you know, you couldn't come to an agreement on a deal, and they let you. You know, they do right by you and send you a place that's, you know, probably is going to hurt their fan base. Like, you're going to send him where? And he's got to go be teammates with who? And that's a little bit strange, but it is cool. I like the idea that, you know, it had some time to pass as well. I do wonder, like, the Jimmy Butler thing from last year. Jimmy's return is going to be pretty early on this year, but like, would it have been any different if we had just the summer to get over all of it?
No.
You know, would it have been as cold as it was? I don't know. It was a really bad breakup. Don't get me wrong. And I know that Jimmy just had the quotes, but that's kind of Jimmy's playbook. There wasn't really anything that people were like, oh, I can't believe the shots that he threw at Pat. And I'm like, that's Jimmy's playbook. It really wasn't that cutting of it. And I do wonder, because his play here was so good and the way that the season ended for the Panthers, just like it kind of did for the Bruins and flaming out, if it would have been better because there would have been more appreciation there, because it still was a good era. Because I remember, Vlad, I remember the Dwayne Wade thing. It was such a weird night to see him walk in.
Oh, in the Bulls uniform?
Yeah.
But that was because that breakup was public and it ended bad, at least in the fans' perspective. Because Dwayne is the most beloved player in team history.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't. But it was such a weirdness to the night, you know, and Dwayne walking in and he knows every security guard, he knows everybody there. And, you know, people were cheering him like every basket that he scored. They couldn't even believe it. It was like you said, Bizarre World. That's what it was. It was like seeing Bizarre World, seeing Dwayne Wade in any other jersey but a Heat jersey was just strange.
And the opponent, that's the other thing. It's the same way. Because I know Paul Pierce has been doing the rounds. It was like when Paul Pierce describing when Ray Allen joined Miami. It's because of who you join. Everybody has a right to go, but there's just certain teams you just don't want your former teammate to go to, because that it's just like a stab. It's like, you know, oh, like I guess you're Benedict Arnold in a certain way. Celtics felt like that with Ray Allen going to Miami. Mm-hmm. Heat fans must have felt that, knowing the battles you guys
had. I didn't like him going to
Chicago.
Cleveland.
No, but I know you didn't like Cleveland, but going to Chicago, even though Chicago's his hometown, but you and Chicago went at it.
Yeah, I didn't mind because I knew if he was going to go somewhere. Don't forget, like, at the end, there was an offer standing, and he decided to go to Boston. He was just like, no. Like, he felt hurt. And I didn't mind him going to Chicago. Like, those battles were kind of snuffed out by then. But the Cleveland one, I was not pleased with him.
But Cleveland was after Chicago.
Yes, but that one hurt more. And even he would like it. That was literally like seeing Superman without his cape. I couldn't. I was like, I can't stomach this. This is, you know, the team petty was at his height, and they were trying to like make something that it wasn't anymore. And then, you know, LeBron, it was obviously like, you know, that was the year where they basically cast off all the team and Dwayne comes back. So I'm glad that return was incredible. That was one of like the best feelings ever when he finally came back to the Miami Heat.
So then that proves you can always squash the beef and come back.
Yeah. And that's why I'm wondering, like, would the Jimmy thing be different if his first return would have been this year?
I think it would have been colder. I think it would have been more fervor because of the fact you guys been waiting for that. You've been waiting for a year to let him have it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think so.
It was such a frosty night. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to, like, you know, interact with it. Bam and him warming up at the same time, and they're not even looking at each other. The only guys he would talk to were, like, Rozier and Kevin Love.
I think the fan base would have been more colder, and like the fervor would have been unbelievable if they had, like, it was almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his first time was this season. I think his relationship with his former teammates and everything like that might have, you know, thawed out a little bit. It might be a little bit better. Maybe you would see Jimmy and Bam might say hello to each other because time has passed. Mm-hmm. Maybe they crossed paths somewhere. And, you know, they talked about it, however. But you're talking about a month. Like, it was literally, what, a month after the trade? Like,
yeah,
6 weeks?
It was really soon.
It was really soon. So, yeah, there's still going to be, like, bitterness.
But even, like, they did, like, a tribute video, right? And it had nothing. You know, like, nobody felt, like, they did all the classy stuff like they did when LeBron came back and they were, like.
It's obligatory.
It's obligatory, right. But you knew, like, it was the most muted tribute of all time. And I'm not even saying, like, I blame them, because I know feelings were hurt, and I know that with how he left and quitting on the team and the way that he went out, I don't even think you deserve like the proper tribute. Like there'll be, maybe there'll be a time way down the road when everything will be thawed. But if it went just months, then I think if you would have been like, hey, but then here's the memories that we all have. We have his tribute done in the right way of the time. I don't know if the fan base boos him as much.
So do you think it's the sport? Because like Marchand had so many years being the captain and being, you know, being the guy in Boston, right? So what, leaving, it seems to me in hockey sometimes if you've been loyal to a franchise for a while, the fan base can understand if you leave.
Yeah.
You
know, they did. Well, he didn't quit either.
Right, he didn't quit, but it's like they can understand if you get traded, even if it's to the op, right? They can understand that. NBA's a little different. NBA, I don't think the fan base, I don't think the people, even the way the media covers things, I think they're going to, if you leave, it's going to always have to be, there's a backstory to it.
Yep. Well, KD's still getting booed last night.
Which is why I asked you that, because you're asking, will Jimmy get a, you know, when he retires, will Jimmy be honored by the Heat, like maybe jersey, stuff like that? And that was the same question they were asking last night in the Rockets Thunder game. Would KD get his number retired because he spent his first 7 years or 8 years?
He definitely does. Like on credentials, he does.
Right.
Same he definitely thing with does, Russell. Like if I was doing this objectively, to tell me that one of my franchise, first of all, if you win an MVP in a jersey, like that's kind of like an automatic bid. You pretty much should get up in the rafters, which is why like LeBron won two MVPs here and two Finals MVPs. Like, even if it was 4 years, it was like the most incredible 4 years of statistics, the rank that he's in on all time lists, even in that short span. Like,
you guys were a nickname.
It's a no brainer.
The Heatles.
All that stuff. Durant, it's like if I was OKC, I would be like, yeah, like he is the first great player of our franchise's history. I understand how he left, but you know, we won in the end. We got our ring. We now have our beloved guy, and we foisted the LA Clippers into having this incredible MVP. I feel like if I was OKC, yeah, eventually I would put him in the rafters and have him. I don't know what KD's deal is, cuz you know, he's very weird on his feelings on this stuff, but the Jimmy thing is, I don't know what's ever going to be with the jersey retirement, because I definitely can see the Heat just being like, nah, dude, the way you left, you just can't come back.
So,
but I do wonder from the fans' perspective, especially if let's say the year doesn't get off to a great start, that may piss them off more, or it may have them more, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, nostalgic about what his era meant to the Miami Heat. And I think that appreciation may have been better if there was that. But damage is done. Didn't happen.
No,
anyway.
Damage is done, Tobes. But that's what makes the Jimmy era so compelling, because he's such a troll that I remember. All right. So yesterday when you guys were talking about the game, about the Lakers Warriors game, you're like, oh, which Jimmy's going to come up, right? Like, which Jimmy's going to show up? And then the Jimmy that you were used to seeing during the postseason and all the great times in Miami showed up last night. And it's like, damn, we could have had this Jimmy right now. That's the thing. Because when Jimmy shows out and still shows that he's still Jimmy Butler, Heat fans will think, damn, he still could have been doing this with us right now. And yeah, then the times when he doesn't show up, you'll be like, you see, that's why Pat let him go and everything like that.
Well, I think the thing that's going to be interesting about it is, they were afraid to pay him the big bucks next year. So he's making $56 million next year. So two things, if you're Pat Riley, to be right, have to happen, right? Like, one, Jimmy Butler can't win a title with Steph Curry. That can't happen, because then you're going to be like, well, he was still good enough to help a team win a championship. Even if you didn't have the pieces, that's on you. You know, you made the trade for Terry Rozier. So two things can't happen. He can't win a title, and you got to end up doing something with that money, right? Like, if you were so scared to pay him next year, then, and I've heard that, oh, we wanted the cap space for 26. We want the cap space for 27. Well, eventually you're going to have to spend that money on something that's, like, moving the needle, yeah? Like, because if you were terrified to pay him and you didn't want to do it, because if you would have just done right by him and given him the extra year, which I understand the hesitation. He misses games. He's a pain in the ass sometimes around the organization. But he was your best player. And you have two other guys who you're not quite sure if you're going to invest in because you didn't want to go all in Kevin Durant to add to Bam and to Tyler. So that's why I'm saying if you were hesitant to pay him that money, then one, he better not be productive enough to win a championship with Golden State. And two, what are you going to do with that money that you didn't want to spend on him? Because this wasn't like some four-year deal that he wanted. It was an extra year. And yes, he's going to be 37 next year. This may all break down. He may twist. Like, what's par for the course for Jimmy is he can have a game like last night. He can mess up his ankle or back and be out for 3 weeks in the first half of the season. That's usually what happens. But I do think the Heat at some point, like, if you're storing away your nuts for something, well, you better use them for something. Because if you didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler, what are you going to do with that? What is your pivot point from the Jimmy Butler era? Unless it's going to be tanking. That's the other way. It's like, are you going to go, if this era is not good enough, and we know that they don't believe in that.
They're not tanking.
So that's what I'm, that's what I'm confused by. Is like, you were so hesitant to pay him, which, okay, I understand. It's not that I don't get those arguments, but you don't want to pay him. Don't seem like you want to pay Tyler. Who's this money going towards? You've got one guy you've invested in.
Hold on. Now, we can't be upset with the Heat not wanting to pay players that are injured, and then we get upset at the Dolphins for always paying players or getting players that are often injured.
Yeah, but this is the thing, Vlad. I'm saying this as somebody like, you know, I see Dade South says, well, he's not a top eight Heat player, which I think is a silly thing
Ooh,
to say.
Ooh, Jimmy?
Jimmy. I don't think that's true.
Wait, of all time or right now?
Like, no. I'm assuming he means of all time, but Dade South can clarify if he wants to. There is also like, hey, yeah, but you do right by your guys. And the Heat, they always seem to have bad breakups with their icons, you know? And so I'm just wondering, it's not that I disagree with the reasoning of it, but if you were hesitant to pay him, then what is the big catch that you're going to get? Because it wasn't Durant. You didn't want to go all in on him. You know, is it going to be a disgruntled Will? Is it going to be Zion? Is it going to be Ja? Is it going to be... Is it going to be any way? I mean, they keep putting these pipe dreams of Giannis. You're not getting those guys. What? Because, I could talk delusion when your team is good and you want to be the piece away, and you had this put on your doorstep with Damian Lillard, and it got botched. So that plan was put right in front of you. They weren't able to convert it. So now that we're at this point where it's like, hey, you didn't pay him, and you guys know that I was for paying him, but they didn't. Well, what is that money going to be used for? Because he's going to have this year, and then he's got next year. So you better be like, looking at this and be like, if you're the Heat, you're like, man, I hope this guy breaks down because we were scared to pay him. Unless they just were like, hey, he was too much of a pain in the ass. We don't want him around anymore. But I don't know. We'll take a break, mix things up on the other side.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney. The Intangibles love Kenny Chesney.
They do.
And way more. I love Kenny Chesney. He's a showman. I saw him one time at a... What the hell do they call it back then? Whatever Amerant Bank, Bank Atlantic, maybe it was.
It was Bank Atlantic?
I think it was when it was Bank Atlantic. I went to a Kenny Chesney concert, and he was really good. We're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. If you guys want to enter this contest, go over to the contest page at WQAM.com now and register. Heat back in action tonight. They take on the Orlando Magic. FM 104.3, WQAM's coverage begins at 5:45. With Preheat, we'll bring you some of our Heat interviews from Media Day in the final hour. A little supercut for you guys to get you fired up for tonight. And the Dolphins back on the practice field today as they are getting ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll start off our mixed bag with Mike McDaniel, who was asked, hey, do you know who your backup quarterback is going to be against the Falcons?
Mike, regarding the backup quarterback position.
Messed up on the loading there. We'll get to that a little bit later. I'll fix that for everybody. Instead, we'll flip on over to Paul Maurice, who was happy that the Cats were able to get a win last night.
Well, we were grinding. Maybe still are. And had some twists and turns. We really liked our start. Thought that details-wise, we were good. We did some strange things with the puck that ended up in the back of our net, and we'd have to clean that up, but... You get to the end of a road trip, you're just winning on will at that point, and we needed one, so I was very happy with how we started.
There you go. Cats finally get to go back home, snapping their 4-game losing streak. That would have been a crusher last night. All the emotions, unable to get that one, and the Cats just, some of these games, strange, man. They're back at it tomorrow, by the way. Pittsburgh Penguins in town. 7 o'clock is your puck drop.
You think that might be that win last night might be the turnaround? Especially, you know, you did with your boy. It was an emotional night.
I think I like Sam Miscavige getting on the board. That was good. The fourth line looked better with the bullies, with Gadjevich. Gadjevich was so mad he was winning a fight, but then he tripped. He was like...
Dude, I watched that. Yeah, he was pummeling the guy, and the guy stumbled and pulled him down. And
he was so mad. He's like, damn it. Because that guy didn't hit him with one punch. It's the Sams, man. When we get the Sams cranking on all the Sams, and they looked great last night. Just Swayman had some awesome saves, but I think when they find the back of the net, the Cats will get humming again. Third lines look good, you know. I think the Finns have looked good, but yeah, just some careless stuff last night. Careless stuff. Still haven't sharpened things up. But as he said, it was the end of a road trip. Don't know if we had everything there. We had NBA action last night. Jimmy Butler. This is what he had to say with his 31 points. He said it's easy with Steph Curry on his team.
Because the game's easy. Everybody pays attention to Steph. I got the easy job. And when you don't pass the ball to him, you pass it to the open man. You attack, you guard, and you play basketball the right way. Limit your turnovers. I got called for a travel today, as Buddy will tell you. I still don't think that I traveled. But limit those turnovers, and we have a really good chance to win.
There's a slight shot.
What?
Just saying that, you know.
Nah, don't think it's a slight shot. He likes being Robin. Good for him.
Yeah. Good for him. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he was trying to, it's his way. I was trying to get a Batman other places, but they couldn't find me a Batman.
Maybe. I mean, I think at one point he liked being Batman. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to be Batman when you got to, you know, show up for 65 games a year. You want to go watch tennis.
You're still jilted, man.
I'm torn. I'm torn with this one because I do like Jimmy.
Of course you like Jimmy. He loves your eyes.
He does like my eyes. One guy I'm not that fond of is podcast boy JJ Redick. he gave no credit to the Warriors.
I think it's mostly self-inflicted, and I think if you look at this game, like a microcosm of this game was we did enough good things to put ourselves in a position to win for most of the game, and that when we didn't do those things, they were self-inflicted.
You touched on it.
They were self-inflicted. So yeah. You know, that's not being organized in early offense. That's having the wrong guy bring it up. That's we knew they were blitzing and stack. That's supposed to be stack two. Guy stays. Now there's no outlet for the passer. Those are self, not sprinting back. We make a run. We got two guys back. Buddy Hield gets a wide open three for some reason on a full court pass. Those are self-inflicted things. So it's not anything Golden State did to us.
Wow. All right. I mean, he's probably right, but, you know.
I mean, all right, but, you know, tough. Sorry, JJ Redick.
It's one of 82, man.
You see these LeBron things that are coming out? You see, like, I guess there's, like, a book or something coming
Russell
out?
Russell Westbrook?
I saw the Russell Westbrook thing. Some of this stuff reads like fantasy, Vlad. I can't even believe these are real stories.
What,
like,
do you mean?
I keep thinking it's NBA Central because this book comes out. There was one that said Russell Westbrook. We obviously know he hates LeBron. I don't know if you saw the video recently where he wouldn't sign a Lakers jersey. He told somebody to go get something else for a fan. He's like, I'm not signing that. I'll sign something else, but I'm not signing that. Obviously, hated his time with the Lakers. And there was this point where he said, like, he doesn't like LeBron James because he's fake. And that he's like, he keeps claiming that The Godfather is his favorite movie. He can't quote one line from it. He's like, I can't stand him. He's like, he walks around with books he doesn't read, doesn't like him. And then there was another excerpt that came out that was Anthony Davis is they're in the team group chat. And apparently Bronny sent the tweet, according to the book. And he said, these mother bleepers just traded me. And LeBron responds, WTF. And then it's like everybody's doing the thing. Like, we're all looking for the guy who was doing this, who was behind this. But I don't know, man. There's some weird stuff going on with LeBron and the Lakers. Weird stuff's out. I saw somebody yesterday who was boots on the ground. They were like, yeah, being very disengaged with everybody, not nice to anybody. I don't know. It seems like weird vibes, and then you got podcast boy over here all revved up on his ChatGPT and fake coaching guru. Can't even get around Art Basel down here.
I can tell you what it is.
Hmm?
There's not really much to talk about the Lakers, so you know, it's just talking about, hey, LeBron's in his final year.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, there's talk of retirement. You know, let's generate as much news as we can, because once that man retires, all the traffic and all the eyes and attention is not going to be the same on this in the sport.
Crazy, man. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's the MVP. He said that Kevin Durant got away with one yesterday at the end of the first overtime.
Kevin definitely called timeout about three times, verbally and physically with his hands. I think the refs just missed it. That's life. You make mistakes in life and you move on. Yeah, nothing too crazy. I turned the ball over a bunch tonight. Next possession, so same mentality for now. I don't think it's, they ain't doing it on purpose or anything. It's just, it's life, you know? You miss things, you make mistakes, and you move on.
I think they'll forgive you, Shai. Something tells me SGA has got some clout right now.
That was such a great answer. That's why they're going to win. They're such nice kids.
They are. They're very nice kids. Very nice kids.
And they're all young.
Yep. Yep, and they didn't even have Jalen Williams.
That's what I was about to say.
They didn't have him yesterday.
Everybody's going crazy. You know, Jalen Williams didn't play yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
I people were like, "Oh man, I mean, Shangun looked awesome." I would be, but they don't got a point guard, and they didn't have the second best player.
New point guard.
That's crazy.
Very
right?
Interesting.
Well, the guy got hurt.
Fred VanVleet got hurt. All right, that is our mixed bag. How was Jay Crawford, Leroy? Fired up about their win.
Not really. You know, same conversations. I mean, I said it last week that it's unfortunate that the Dolphins are going to play a game against another 1-5 team, but their two strengths are running the football and getting after the quarterback, and your two weaknesses are stopping the run and protecting the quarterback. Like, it's like all the stars aligned for the couple of team strengths to match up against your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And when that happens, something has to give.
Also, you had
either you're going to protect, you're going to stop the run, or it's going to be one of those days.
Also, you had a quarterback who was playing like he was point shaving.
Well, that's it. I would say this. Here, I would say this, and I know this more than the people that are watching the game. Do you know Jim Schwartz doesn't blitz?
Yeah, they said that on the broadcast.
And all of a sudden, he's blitzing from everywhere.
They said on the broadcast, they said Myles Garrett told him to blitz. And I think he said, what did you say, Mr. Garrett?
I mean, Myles Garrett says, you know, hush, you hush.
Should blitz.
Let me
coach.
Tell you something. They, dude, and I'm saying this as a grown-ass man.
Finally, somebody that made Leroy look at, like, you know, stop body looking. Or made like you.
I'm going to say this as a grown-ass man. I stood next to Myles Garrett, and I was like,
you small.
Damn. That's all I could say. Dude,
this guy had two near.
Like, I could literally put my face and just put it on his forearm, and they could just draw my face. It's unbelievable how massive this dude is.
All right, we got to take a break. More to come here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.